Good afternoon. I'm Daniel Guest, and welcome to the Imagine Golf Podcast brought to you by Imagine Golf and PXG. You can go to our site, imaginegolf.com, see all of our offerings, including our free drills, our practice plans, our golf ebooks and videos, or to book a lesson with me at our state-of-the-art studio right outside of Philadelphia, or virtually through our partner, thegolflliveapp.com. And you can sign up for our free tips and videos that go out once a week, every week, by simply dropping us your email. Well, here it is, folks. Four Friday, four left. Actually, I've been going four right just a little bit lately, practicing anyway, but you get the idea. This is where we give you a tool that you can use, some thoughts that you can use, a swing. I don't like the word tip. I keep saying that, but you get the idea. Something that you can use to better your game without changing a whole lot in 4 minutes or less, starting now. So today's is simple, right? And it sounds simple, but it really isn't simple. It's grip pressure. Look, man, I get asked about grip pressure all the time. I mean, I literally, if there's not a day that goes by that someone doesn't say, you know, hey, am I gripping the club too tight, right? And if you're asking yourself that, the answer probably is yes, right? And listen, at 59 years old, man, I've heard all kinds of dumb analogies, you know, about the what's the appropriate grip pressure. Hold it like you're holding a bird, right? So I don't know how many of you have ever held a bird athletically, but that's another one I never really understood. Hold it like you're, you know, holding a tube of toothpaste, but don't squeeze it too tight so the toothpaste comes out. Hold it like you were shaking your grandmother's hand, the tightness of your grandmother's hand. You know, is my grandmother 60 or is she 98 on her way out? You know, so you get the idea, right? None of those actually ever made any sense to me. But grip pressure is an integral part and a crucial aspect of golf because if you're gripping the club too tight, you're engaging bigger muscles, and that tension that you're engaging is not conducive to a free-flowing golf swing. Just when you say anything with the word tension in it and golf, you know it's not good. So, we always tell people on a scale of 1 to 10, it's probably a 5 or maybe even a 4. The only challenge with that is it depends on how strong someone is, right? So, and how fast they're swinging. So I think the bigger way to kind of judge your tension, if you would, in the swing, or your grip pressure, I should say, in the swing is, look, at setup, that tension should be minimal. And at the top of your backswing, it also needs to be minimal, right? Because at the top of your backswing, your club has to be moving within your hand, within your wrist, if you would, without losing grip of the club. So we got to really think about that, right? It's got to be firm enough to control it, but without causing any collapse or anything like that in the grip pressure. So here's a little thing you can do. You can start right at your alignment, if you would, right? And begin with kind of that relaxed but controlled feeling with the club shaft or club grip in your hand, and just feel the weight of the club head, right? And when you swing down through the golf club, again, you should feel that kind of just a good, comfortable feeling as far as a grip pressure, all right? If you're feeling more than that, any more than that, if you're feeling like, you know, for lack of a better term, that you're really gripping hard on the golf club, that's too much, right? If you're feeling tension in your forearms, that's too much. If you're seeing that your grip is, your golf gloves are wearing significantly, right? Especially on the palm, if you would, right? Then you definitely have the club, you're gripping too hard on the golf club. So pay attention to the grip. I only have 4 minutes here, so I can't go into an overblown episode on the grip, if you would. But we did another whole podcast on the grip and the structure of the grip. What's too loose? What's too weak? What's too strong? Why the fundamentals of the grip are so important? So, but by and large, if your grip pressure is too much, you're not going to be able to swing the golf club appropriately. Not too many people have a grip that's too light. But many, many people, probably half the people we deal with on a daily basis, are gripping the club too tight. So try it, all right? Try a little less. Try swinging the club a little bit freer and see what you get. So look, that's all I have today for today's podcast. I really want to thank you guys for listening. and tuning in. Be sure you hit the follow button wherever you get your podcast. We're on all the mediums, if you would. Be sure to check out our site, imaginegolf.com, and you can follow us on all the social media. And here's to getting you the game that you've always imagined.